الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم. And welcome to the Islamic Faith in Focus. I am your host, Imam Hassan A. Amin. This program, or this Islamic studies class, is designed to present what the Islamic faith is and what it is not. I am not here to debate with anyone about my chosen faith, no more than I will go back and forth with you regarding any faith that you practice. Please call your friends and let them know that the Islamic studies class is about to begin. Also, do not forget to have your Quran with you or near you, along with paper, pencil, pen, or some kind of object or instrument to take notes. By the way, those of you who have been attending this weekly Islamic studies class, of course, welcome back. And those of you who are new listeners or new students to our class, welcome to our weekly Islamic studies class. Now, today's subject or topic we're going to talk about is selfishness. Selfishness is, it concerns your concern only or primarily with oneself without regard to others. You only care about you. It's all about you. We live in a time where people are very selfish. Probably see this on a daily basis. It's all about me, all about my family, and that's it. Outside of that, I don't care about anyone else. And sometimes people are not as giving as they should be. They will share maybe with their families or their friends, but not with others. Now, no matter how much others do not share and help others, we as Muslims, and I'll talk about that in a moment, and those of you who are my students, we must give. We must change the paradigm or change the thinking or how we interact with other people and show people example of how you're supposed to treat other people. And it's not, it's not all about you. It's all about helping others. I want the Muslims and my students in this class, we are gallant, we are unselfish, we are magnanimous, we are generous, we are kind, we are noble, we are truthful, we are thoughtful, we are considerate, and we are selfless. And so this particular subject we're going to talk about today, I want to, as a reminder to us, of how we're supposed to be, and be good examples for our families and for our children, because if they see us giving, guess what? They're going to imitate what they see. They're going to give too. And also, you got to get the opportunity for them to give. Say, for example, you see someone that really needs help. Or you go to your place of worship. And so you give your child something to give to that individual. Or you give your child some money and they take it and put it in whatever pot or collection plate that they have so that they become a habit for them to start giving to others and sharing with others so they won't become selfish individuals, little people that will grow up to big people and become even more and more selfish. And then that same selfish attitude they may pass on to their children, which will be your grandchildren, and then it will keep going and going and going. We have an opportunity right now to stop the habit or the behavior of being selfish. It's all about me or all about my family, all about my friends and no one else. And I want you to open your Quran to chapter 3, verse 92. That's chapter 3, verse 92. And Allah says, "You shall never attain to the highest virtue of faith until you spend in charity from that which you love." And so if we want to attain the highest point and talk about in terms of virtue and faith, then we must spend what we have. And don't be afraid to spend it to help others. Not just your family, not just your friends, but helping others in need, showing compassion towards other people, showing kindness towards other people, being a good example for other people, and then watch that beautiful smile of theirs. It just glows and their face shine because you showed that you care. If you see an individual digging through trash and eating leftover food or drinking what is left over in a cup, pretty much that individual really seriously needs something to eat. Unless they have some other issue, mental health issues, that's something else. But I'm only talking about being kind towards anyone that needs help. Because one day, you could be that individual. All those that are listening to my voice right now, many of us probably one paycheck away from homelessness. Just one paycheck. We miss one paycheck. Next thing we know, we're out on the street. Miss two paychecks, we're out on the street. Miss three, we're out on the street. And so we are very close to being that homeless person that we see digging in the trash or sleeping sleeping in tents on the road someplace or just wrapped up in a sleeping bag on the side of a road someplace. And so let's help these people. Show kindness towards these people because you could be one day that person. The Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, he said, "None of you truly believes until he loves for his brother what he loves for himself." This is something that Islam pushes and preaches a lot, is that we want true faith. We want to obtain higher faith. Attain higher faith, then we need to love for our brother what we love for ourselves. We want to be true believers, then we want for our brother what we want for ourselves. We want to help those in need with no hesitation or second thoughts. Or, okay, I'm going to give them $5, but maybe I'll give them $2.50. Or maybe I'll give them $1. Well, maybe 50 cents, maybe a quarter. No, if you want to give them $5, you can afford to give $5, then you give it. Or you go in the store and buy them some food if you trust that they may not spend the money correct in the manner which you want the money spent. So you go in the store, you buy them the food, and you bring it out there to them. Or ask them what they want and bring it out there to them. What is it going to cost you? It's showing kindness, it's showing compassion, and it's showing appreciation that what you have and that you'll be able to share it with others. Now, there also was a saying by one of the Prophet's companions. He said, the Apostle said to us, "You will see after me selfishness on the part of other people and other matters that you will disapprove of." They asked, "What do you order us to do, O Allah's Apostle, under these circumstances?" He said, "Pay their rights to them, to the rulers, and ask your rights from Allah." Basically meaning more or less of what is being said here, is that yes, there are going to be selfish people, and we have to pay our rights to Allah, meaning helping these people not be selfish and not be selfish ourselves. And this we're seeing more and more. We see greed. I talked about greed one time, and we also seeing people become more and more selfish. It's all about me, or my family, or my friends, everyone else. I don't care anything about you. And so please, my students, please become a person, a giving person, and not a selfish person. Now, during the time of the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him, where a lot of the Muslims went from Mecca to Medina, they left everything behind in Mecca. And then they went to Medina. And they had nothing. They were pretty much homeless because they were treated really badly in Mecca. And so they had to leave there because of the way they were treated. And they went to Medina. When they got to Medina, they had nothing. And so the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, he told the ones who lived in Medina, "Take one of these guys here as your brother. And share what you have with your brother." And so that's what they did. The Muslims or the brothers that were in Medina, they gave pretty much half of what they have to the Muslims that came from Mecca. Whatever they want, they gave to them. They split half and half. They were not selfish. It was all about sharing with their brothers and their sisters. And so we want to continue this habit as Muslims, and also those who are my students who are not Muslim. Let's do this kind of habit too. Sharing and helping of others, because we never know when it's going to be our turn. And it may never be our turn. And we show appreciation to God. And I said a few weeks ago about thanking God, thanking Allah for what you have. Because sometimes we forget to thank Allah or thank people for what we have. So let's do that. It doesn't hurt. It doesn't cost you anything. Thank Allah for what you have. You have life. We all were raised. We raised up and we rose this morning from sleep, which almost sleep is almost like a death itself. But we woke up from that sleep. And we saw the sun rise today. And so that's a blessing. And you thank Allah for that. And we may not see the sunset today. But if we see the sunset today, then of course we can thank Allah for allowing us to see the sunset. Now, these companions, they gave to half of what they have. Also, there was another situation where a companion, he went home and he said to his wife, basically, you know, how much food do we have? She said, hey, we don't have much. We only have very little, really enough for one person. And so what happened, he said, okay, fine. The children went to sleep, and then he invited some guests over. And he sort of sat, and his wife, they sat sort of in the shadow where the guests could not see what was on their plate. And the food that they had, they gave it to their guests. The guests thought that they probably were eating too, sharing the food. But they couldn't really see the food, the homeowner's food, because they didn't have anything on his plate, because they didn't have anything in the plate. And so they were more concerned about their guests eating and being comfortable and being full, more so than they were about their own selves. And so this is the spirit of Islam. Either your guests can have most of all of what you have, or you split it up. And you can split some, but you have enough for one. Of course, one can be divided into half, a half for you and half for them. One can be divided to fourth. If you have four people, each one get one fourth, or three people, each one get one third. You do the math. If enough for one, that is enough for many. Matter of fact, Allah says in chapter 59, verse 9, again, that's chapter 59, verse 9. And he said this about these two things that I mentioned, about the brother sharing the food in his household with his guests, and those who split, those who, when people came from Mecca to Medina, they just gave a half of what they had. And so Allah mentioned this in chapter 59, verse 9. And he said, and also for those who were settled in Al-Medina and adopted the faith before them, they loved those who migrated or immigrated unto them, and find not any want in their breasts of what the immigrants were given, but they gave them preference over themselves, even though they are in privation. And whoever is protected from the stinginess of his soul, it is those who will be successful. And because these people, the brother with the guests, and also the ones who split half and half, they were protected from stinginess. And he said, it is those who will be successful because of these acts that they did, because they were not selfish with what they had. Sure, Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessing be upon him, we will share what we have with our brothers. This is the love that we should have for each other, the caring that we should have for each other, not just thinking it's all about me and what I can get out of it. What you're going to get out of it is the blessing from Allah and being successful. The sharing with other people, sharing with someone else what you have, you're getting the blessing from Allah. This is a great blessing. This is ajr. This is reward from Allah, because you are sharing with other people. You are not stingy, like the brother did who invited the people to his house, had nothing on his plate, but he gave to his guests. And the ones, I, for example, I have all this money. I have all these houses. I have a lot of things in here, for example, in Baltimore. But then someone comes from Washington, D.C., for example, and coming to Baltimore, and then the prophet says to me, okay, Imam Amin, you share half what you have with your brother from D.C. And so me, I'm going to say, yes, my brother from D.C., sure, no problem. I'll give you half of what I have. And so this is the spirit of Islam. This is a spirit of not being selfish. This is a spirit of getting success from Allah, because we want to be the people that Allah is pleased with by not being selfish and just holding on. And it's all about me, and it's all about my family, and it's all about my friends, and no one else can come within that circle but just these individuals. Allah also says in chapter 59, verse 10, that's chapter 59, verse 10. And he says, and we're talking about just an individual just praying for his brother, not even giving anything in terms of material wise, just praying for his brother. And it says, and it is also for those who came after them and said, O Rab, meaning, O Lord, forgive us and our brothers who embrace the faith before us, and do not leave any malice in our hearts towards the believers. O Rab, surely you are the kind and the merciful. And so these individuals, they did not only pray for themselves, they pray for their brothers. When was the last time you prayed for someone else? Think about it for a moment. That's each and every one of my students that are here in this class today. And this Islamic studies class, this Islam in focus, the Islamic faith in focus class. When was the last time you did something for someone else? You need to reevaluate yourself. Look in the mirror and see if you like what you see. When was the last time you gave a dime, a quarter, a nickel, a dollar, 5 cents, whatever it is that you gave to someone else to help someone else outside of yourself, outside of your family, outside of your circle of friends? Try it. Try it and see how good you feel. Even if you just pray for your brother, or pray for your sister, like I mentioned here about these people that they prayed for their brother and they prayed for their sister. Sometimes when we do our prayers, we only pray for ourselves, we only pray for our family, and we only pray for our friends. But when was the last time you prayed for others? You prayed for all of mankind. Or you prayed for someone you saw that was begging on the street, or eating garbage, or sleeping on the street. When was the last time you prayed for them, and that they become better, or they get better? If they have mental illness, that Allah will help them to straighten their mind out, so they won't be so challenged in the area of mental illness. They have food in their bellies. Then when was the last time you prayed that Allah put food in their belly? And Allah can do that. It's easy for Allah to do. When a bird leaves in the morning with an empty belly, it comes back at night with a belly that is full. And it not only come back with its belly full, it come back with enough to feed to the baby birds. Because Allah provides for them. Allah provides for the birds, and He'll provide for us as mankind too. And so please, I encourage my students to be more generous, not to be stingy, and to do for others outside yourself, outside your family, and outside your circle of friends. Please make that a mission between this class and the next class. Make it a mission. If you can do it daily, then do it. If you do it every other day, then do it. If you do it at least one time, then do it. But if you don't do it any time at all, then you probably need to reevaluate yourself and ask yourself why, in a whole week's time, I did not give one person $1 or one piece of bread or something to eat or something to drink. Why did I give someone something outside of myself, outside of my family, and outside of my friends? Why didn't I do that? Then that means the following week you didn't do that the first week. Then the following week, then you at least do it at least once. Twice if you can. More if possible. But let's change our paradigm, change our thinking, and show more compassion towards other people. Also, even carrying out justice, Muslims are not to be selfish people. Because it says, and I'll tell you a verse, it's in chapter 4, verse 135. Again, that's chapter 4, verse 135. And it says, O believers, stand firm for justice and bear true witness for the sake of Allah, even though it be against yourselves, your parents, your relatives. It does not matter whether the party is rich or poor. Allah is well-wisher of both. So let not your selfish desires sway or swerve you from justice. If you distort your testimony or decline to give it, then you should remember that Allah is fully aware of your actions. So it basically is saying here, it doesn't matter who the individual is or are, still stand up for justice. Still do what is right. And don't change your testimony because who the individual is. It doesn't matter. Wrong is wrong, and you want to make wrong right. And you got to stand up for what is right. Stand up for what is right. Stand up for what is right. Let me read this next one. There was a story. There was a radio program, and they were collecting money for a man who had brain disease, and so they collected. He needed about $230,000, but he had raised nearly $100,000. So one man called in, and he said. And he said, well, look, I only have 15 Egyptian pounds, meaning about roughly $3. And so out of embarrassment, you know, I only have this amount, I only have really 30,000. I'm going to get half, 30 pounds. And so, but I'm going to get half of those 15 of those pounds towards this guy who needs brain surgery. And so this is what he did. He only had 30 pounds, and he gave 15 pounds, half of that, towards this guy who needed brain surgery. And so what happened after people heard this man, what he did, and giving half what he had, then the callers start calling in, and they gave £500 towards a sick man, and £100 towards a brother whose name was Muhammad Sharif, and gave £112 towards him, the brother who gave half of what he had. And then after that, people, every time someone called, then they would give some money towards the sick guy, and also gave some money towards the guy who gave half his money towards the cause. And the story doesn't stop there. Also, this man was offered a job with the radio station. And so just for this man just merely giving half, he didn't have any intention to do that. He just said, look, I only have 30 pounds. I'm going to give half of that towards this man who has his situation is more serious than mine. He has a brain disease. So I'm going to give half of what I have. And after that, the man collected all this other money for other people who understood his sacrifice and him not being selfish, and that he gave what he had towards a man who was in a worse condition than he was. And then people gave and gave and gave. They gave to both the man who was sick and also the man who gave half of his money that he had. And also the brother Muhammad Sharif. He also got a job with the radio station just because he was a man that was not selfish. He was a man that helped that wanted to help someone else who he thought was in a serious, more serious situation than he. And so we see from this, from not being greedy, not being stingy, sometimes it can benefit you, but you don't do it for that benefit, of course. You don't do it only, oh, if I do this, people are going to help me too. No, because that may not happen. You did it, just do it out of the kindness of your heart. It's like a man who doesn't have any shoes, but then you see a man with no feet. So you have an appreciation, the fact that, okay, at least I don't have shoes, but I do have feet. And so you look at that and have an appreciation for what you have. Don't look so much at what you don't have. Look at what you have. Because what you have today, you may not have tomorrow. So you show an appreciation to Allah, to Almighty God, for what you have. And it may just be a little bit. It may be like this man, the man had just 30 pounds. That's all, like $3. And he gave 15 pounds of that. That means this man, in comparison, he only had $6 to his name. That's all he had. And then he gave $3 of that towards this man who had this brain disease. This beautiful thing that this man did. And it ended up touching the hearts of the other listeners. And so, and they start giving half, giving a lot of money to the sick man, and then also to the man who gave half, who gave $3 of his $6 that he had. And so I want to encourage my students, please, be like this man. If you have it, then give it. You have a dollar, then maybe give 50 cents towards it. And you, if you have more money in the bank, to give the dollar, because you can always replace that dollar that you have because you have other money in the bank. We need to start being more compassionate, being more kind towards other. And we want to spread this and maybe even encourage them, look, I'm giving this to you. You don't have to do this, but pay it forward. Do something nice for someone else. Do something kind for someone else. They don't have to do that, and you're not giving it for that reason, but you want to sort of spread the love and spread the caring and spread the concern. We have to change the paradigm and the thinking of the people, and it starts with you and you and you and you and also with me, that we must start caring about each other. Those who are listening to me right now, if you have someone that you work with and they may come in and don't have lunch that day and you sort of know their situation, then offer to buy them lunch or offer them to eat lunch with you. And I don't want to eat alone. Can you eat lunch with me? And don't worry about it. I'll pay for it. So you want to get that blessing of helping someone else out. And maybe even if you don't ask them to pay it forward, maybe because what you do for them, and when they get in a good situation, they might be able to help you because you may be in a bad situation, or they may be able to help someone else because they are in a bad situation. And so we can change things, folks. My students, my listeners, let's go about the business of changing the world. One person at a time, starting with yourself and not being all about you, not being all about your family, and not being all about your friends. Yes, of course, take care of your family. You have to do that. That's your responsibility. Of course, you love your friends. You could do for your friends, then do for your friends. I understand that. I'm not saying neglecting them. You have sort of responsibility to them, but also try to do things outside of your circle, yourself, outside of your family, and outside of your circle of friends. Let's change this, the way people think. We can do that. All we got to do, what? We just have to do it. So your homework will be that you go and you help someone else. Help your family, help your friends, and help someone out of that circle. You have been listening to the Islamic Faith and Focus. I have been your host or your instructor, Imam Hassan A. Amin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.